SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says U.S. destroyed military sites on an island vital to Iran's oil network. He also warned that the island's oil infrastructure could be next if Iran continues to interfere with the passage of ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Karg Island is home to the primary terminal that handles the country's oil exports. John Gamble reports on an airstrike near a large gathering yesterday in Tehran.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
U.S. officials say 2,500 more Marines and an amphibious assault ship are being sent to the Middle East nearly 2 weeks into the war with the Islamic Republic. Also, a missile struck a helipad inside the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad this morning. Correspondent Christiana Mosquito reports on ongoing talks now taking place between the United States and Cuba.
After several days of speculation, President Díaz-Canel announced that talks between Cuba and the United States have taken place. He added that any negotiations must respect equality, each country's political system, and Cuba's sovereignty and self-determination. Díaz-Canel also said that no oil has entered Cuba in 3 months, calling the impact of U.S. energy blockade tremendous.
And it was another rough ride on Wall Street on Friday amid ongoing concerns about global oil prices. This is SRN News. Evangelical Christians, by and large, are still supporting President Trump, Michael Harrington reports.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
International Christian Concern is urging the Trump administration to address the persecution of believers in sub-Saharan Africa. ICC has cheered the president for trying to curb persecution in Nigeria, but the organization wants to make sure other bad actors, including Ethiopia, don't slip off the radar there. A new ICC report reveals that Ethiopia sees a lot of persecution. This is SRN News. Wild weather in the forecast in coming days.
From an atmospheric river and flooding in Hawaii to record heat in the southwest and late season snow with two storm systems in a row, chugging along the country's northern tier, with one storm potentially strengthening into a rare inland bomb cyclone. While the Midwest and East will be plunged into single digits, the Southwest is facing a heat dome with prolonged triple-digit temperatures. Washington, D.C. saw record highs of 86 degrees Wednesday. The next day, it was snow. Experts linked the wild swings to a sharply dipping jet stream. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A major CEO is leaving Washington State. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz announced his family is moving away from Seattle to Miami. That's after the state passed a 9.9% income tax on those earning more than $1 million. More at SRNnews.com.